listener production.
Hello, Emma Griffiths at your news briefing. Police inquiries continue into a fiery crash in Perth's north that's left three people in hospital. One of them is fighting for life. A motorcycle and a Toyota Kluger collided early at 4:40 this morning on Hepburn Avenue in Sorrento. It caused the vehicle to roll and burst into flames. The rollout of the monkeypox vaccine in WA will now happen towards the end of the month. The first batch was meant to arrive this week, but our share is now expected to arrive at the end of August, possibly early September. WA recorded its first case of the illness last week. Around 200,000 aged care workers across the nation could be in line for a pay rise. The federal government will submit its recommendation to the Fair Work Commission this afternoon, while unions are pushing for a 25% increase. Carolyn Smith from the United Workers Union says it's not too much to ask for.
25% sounds like a huge increase, but actually just over $29 an hour.
The Premier has joined calls for more Defence Force personnel to be moved away from the East Coast to be based in WA's northwest. The federal government has launched a review into the ADF, keen to address changing risks with a report to be delivered by next year. Mark McGowan says it makes sense to have an increased presence here.
There's huge amounts of army infrastructure and army units based in Victoria. I would have thought that a more sensible deployment of those resources would be to Western Australia. It's not as though we're going to be attacked by New Zealand.